like the Dakotas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet. And spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good evening. The headlines. Government calls for stronger disease control to meet $1 billion beef export target. Makhebe Zulu accuses police of blocking him from visiting Paramount Chief Mbezeni. And in global news, Uganda's military chief gives opposition leader 48 hours to surrender to police. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mozando. Government has called for intensified disease control measures and greater compliance by farmers with basic animal health practices in order to achieve its $1 billion beef export target. Speaking during the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries and Mafisa Community Transformation Trust in Lusaka this afternoon, Ministry of Livestock Permanent Secretary Dr. Max Jombe said the agreement is aimed at strengthening interventions in selected communities in Western Province. Dr. Jombe explained that the MOU will focus on improving land management, promoting cross-breeding programs, and scaling up disease prevention services. He, however, warned that high livestock losses continue to be recorded in some areas due to farmers' failure to subject animals to routine dipping, deworming, and other essential treatments.
Collectively, these policies and interventions would directly benefit farmers by strengthening the local market while supporting the beef export. It is regrettable that even now we have experienced quite a number of animals dying out of disease. That should be the thing of the past. With the interventions that we have agreed with the ministry as well as the cooperating partners like Mafisa, this should be the thing of the past. And we want to control things like the tick-borne diseases, which are very manageable, but we keep on talking about them because farmers are not able to comply to certain measures that we are telling them to do.
Meanwhile, Mafisa Community Transformation Trust Chief Executive Officer Dr. Charlotte Scott said the initiative builds on work previously undertaken in Southern Province and seeks to expand sustainable livestock development across Western Province. She identified rotational grazing and improved husbandry practices as key measures to enhance herd productivity and resilience noting that the partnership will combine technical support, community training, and practical interventions to reduce livestock mortality, improve standards, and increase the supply of export-quality beef.
We also recognise that rural households rely on more than cattle alone. Alongside our livestock work, MAFISA supports market access for those cattle farmers and complementary livelihood activities for the non-cattle households, including savings groups and small-scale income-generating activities. Our integrated approach strengthens household resilience and reduces vulnerability to shock. Cattle also play a critical role in climate resilience and sustainable land management. Through improved grazing practices and fire reduction, livestock farmers become stewards of Zambia's grasslands. These landscapes regulate water flows, protect soils, and support downstream economies.
Police officers, led by Eastern Province Deputy Commissioner of Police, Alex Chilufya, this afternoon allegedly prevented Patriotic Front, PF presidential hopeful Makhebe Zulu, from paying a courtesy call on Paramount Chief Mpezeni at the Ependukeni Palace in Chipata District of the Eastern Province. According to Mr. Zulu, police officers positioned themselves at the palace gate to block him from entering, a move he described as deeply troubling. Mr. Zulu says the incident reflected what he terms a growing police state, particularly against opposition political party leaders, where respect for tradition, dialogue, and democratic freedoms has allegedly been replaced by intimidation and police brutality. But Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has dismissed the allegations, stating that officers were at the palace solely to provide security ahead of the upcoming Nshwala traditional ceremony, whose preparations have already commenced. Mr. Mwemba has told Phoenix News that it had been agreed that police officers would also attend the meeting to coordinate security arrangements, including the deployment of officers 2 days before the Paramount Chief proceeds to the main arena. He added that officers saw Mr. Zulu at the palace but did not interfere with him in any way.
Meeting to do with the ceremony started some 2 weeks ago. On Saturday, there was a meeting where the ceremony takes place. It was agreed that today, my deputy plus two officers, they had gone to the palace there to attend the meeting where, because we deploy officers 2 days in advance, 2 days before Nkosiyama starts off for the main arena. In the same vein, Makhebe found them there. They did not even pay attention to him. How do we really call on a palace?
Government has called for stronger collaboration with the private sector to improve the health of citizens, particularly school-going children. Speaking when he received 50,000 Kitiamoto anti-diarrhea packs donated for distribution in schools through a partnership between Pharmanova Zambia Limited and the International Zinc Association in Lusaka today, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima said the initiative would help address diarrheal cases among pupils. In a speech read for him by Permanent Secretary for Administration, Joma Simuyi, Dr. Muchima noted that diarrheal diseases remain a major public health concern, especially in cholera-prone communities. He emphasized that the impact of diarrhea on children goes beyond health, affecting school attendance and learning outcomes, and potentially hindering overall development.
Diarrhea diseases remain a significant public health concern, particularly in cholera-prone communities. When children fall ill, the impact extends beyond their health. It affects school attendance, learning outcomes, and overall development. This is why school-based health interventions are a critical component of our national response. Government has intensified cholera preparedness and prevention measures across the country.
At the same event, Pharmanova Chief Executive Officer Mohamed Umar said the initiative, undertaken by a company that has long operated in the country, is aimed at safeguarding the lives of children and protecting their education.
For over 4 decades, we have produced essential everyday medicines for our nation, which are familiar fixtures in medicine cabinets across the country. Today is a proud moment for all of us gathered here, and I believe it is important that we reflect on the deeper significance of today's occasion. A multi-sectoral approach to healthcare is non-negotiable. No single institution can do this alone. Today, that approach is clearly represented in this room.
Meanwhile, Public-Private Dialogue Forum Deputy Director Jacqueline Chishimba pledged continued collaboration between the public and private